WATD-FM Marshfield, WBMS Brockton. This is the South Shore's radio station, 95.9 FM WATD. Streaming online at 95.9WATD.com. And with your smart speaker, just by saying play WATD.
95.9 WATD. Peter Godwin, Images of Heaven here on The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood. Speaking of images, really, really cool images of legendary nightclubs, not just in the Boston area, but around the country, and D.C. in particular. We have on the line, if our phone technology is working, a great artist by the name of Steve Shook, S-H-O-O-K. Steve, are you there?
I am here, Chris.
All righty. Welcome to The Alternative.
I love being here.
Yeah. And, you know, you've had quite a busy, in the sort of big plural sense down there in Washington, D.C., very, very active last couple of weeks or months down in D.C., no doubt.
Yeah, it definitely has been. My full-time job is right down there about two or three blocks from the Capitol. So, you know, you kind of see and feel the currents down there seem to have kind of quieted down a little bit, and fingers crossed they'll kind of stay that way.
Absolutely. And as we were talking off air, my connection to D.C. is, the listeners probably don't even know this, that I used to work down in Washington, D.C. when I was in graduate school for Senator Jay Rockefeller in the press office right there up in the Capitol. So I know those underground tunnels well in the Capitol and everything that unfortunately happened a few weeks ago. But we're not here to talk about politics. We're here to talk about your really cool images, your prints that you do, a little bit of backgrounds. You're an artist. You cut your teeth in the whole punk scene, new wave, alternative in the nation's capital back in the 80s and 90s. And you've traveled around, obviously. You've got these incredible prints, these silkscreen prints that you do of nightclubs. Tell us a little bit about who you are. Who is Steve Shook, and how did you come up with this very unique and emotional type of artwork?
Yeah, well, I think you kind of hit it right there with emotional. I think that's kind of why I do it. I feel pretty lucky having grown up in a scene like the Washington, D.C. alternative music scene. You know, I kind of cut my teeth with bands like Minor Threat and Rites of Spring, and you know, we had the Discord label right here in our backyard, so we had a pretty rich and vibrant scene. So I kind of came up through that. You know, those are my high school years. College, I went away, speaking of West Virginia, to WVU, mm-hmm. where we had a pretty amazing club right there in Morgantown called the Underground Railroad.
Cool.
And my first show there was Dinosaur Jr.
Wow.
So that was a pretty good way to kind of kick off my college career. from there, you know, I kind of, any place that was in driving distance of Morgantown, Pittsburgh was a big favorite. If you go to my site, you'll see that I've got a couple of love letters to the Pittsburgh clubs. So anyhow, 90s brought me up into Boston, and, you know, the 90s in Boston was a great time and place just to be a young person with not a lot of responsibilities. The music scene was rich, and it was varied. You know, you could see ska, you could see punk, you could see, like, art rock, and, you know, and I just kind of drank it all in, and I've great memories of that time.
So you mentioned Boston, and you know, we're a Boston-based radio station. A lot of the listeners are up here. What were some of the clubs that you frequented? And I'm sure we probably, you know, bumped into one another, not even knowing it, at Axis or Man Ray or you know, any of those other legendary clubs. And then how did you come up with the idea to say, hey, I remember these legendary clubs like, you know, Bunratty's, Axis, Man Ray, The Channel, and turning them into really cool pieces of artwork?
Yeah, sure. Naming favorite clubs, that could take up, you know, a half hour right there.
Right.
But, depending on, you know, my mood, I lived in Porter Square for a little while. We had a little club there called Toad that,
yep,
I liked quite a bit. Kind of a little blues club, and that was sort of my local haunt. But I would say Middle East was a big draw for me, kind of the Cambridge Central Square area. You mentioned Man Ray, T.T. the Bears. My office was right there on at Kendall Square, so our happy hour spots were these clubs. The Rat was a big one. I lived in the Fenway for a little while. My wife went to BU, so she kind of introduced me around to the Alston area and the Alston scene.
Sure.
especially anything related to ska, because she's a big ska head.
Bim Scalabim.
Bim Scalabim, yeah, Steady Earnest. Boston's were blowing it up pretty hard right around then.
Yep.
So, through social media, these kind of old memories sort of like bubble up. I kind of noticed it, right around here in D.C. where, they have a pretty vibrant social media presence for, hey, remember D.C. in the 80s and 90s? And I just kind of got sucked in. I'm like, oh, yeah, that was, brings up this visceral reaction like it was just yesterday. And you kind of realize how lucky you were to have, experience these type of clubs that, don't quite exist on the same level anymore. So I guess kind of my kind of reawareness of like what I had and what I experienced kind of came up right around the same time as I was learning how to silkscreen, which has kind of been, it was one of my bucket list items. I'm an old school skateboarder, and
oh, cool.
I collect old skateboards, and all the old graphics were done via, 7 or 8 layers of silkscreen. And mm-hmm. There's just something just, very visceral about that artwork that kind of drew me in. So I kind of married the two. Long story short.
Now, are you an artist by training or by hobby?
I kind of got into web design and web development pretty early on. Back when you knew a little bit of HTML and a little bit of Photoshop, you were all of a sudden employable. So I kind of started doing graphic design kind of, mid to late 90s. Took a couple classes here and there, but basically it's just been sort of, my nose leading me where it wants to go, and not a lot of formal training, but I just feel like I've been doing this for a long time. I'm a very visual person and very much into pop art. So,
and these, I'm on your website, Steve Shook, shook.net. And for the listeners, I know that, you're on your smartphone. So go to steveshook.net. And I'm looking at the prints you have for the Boston and Cambridge area. You've got the legendary, for those of us here, the Necco, factory over in Cambridge, the InSquare Men's Bar, Cambridge, the Deli House, no longer there, the Ratscaller, no longer there, Channel Condos, Axis, right down there across from Fenway. You got the Plow and Stars over in Cambridge, the Rat, Bun Ratties, Paradise Rock Club, the Middle East, Man Ray, and TT the Bears, and the Abbey Lounge. I mean, these are all places that I frequented that I know that the listeners listen to. So these silk screens, did you take photos of these and then sort of apply all the different layers of colors to get to these really cool images? And I'm the son of two artists, so I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of this, but I want to say Glycy. Is that the medium that you're using?
It's called G-Clay.
G-Clay.
G-Clay is kind of like, it's a digital printing format, but it really, really mimics silkscreen. I guess what happened is, after COVID hit, basically like my silkscreen studio shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually still shut down. So in order to kind of keep my momentum up, I just started offering these prints as G-Clay prints, which is a really, really high-quality, vibrant, layered ink process. So I started doing them that way. But the art itself is still prepared in just the same manners that I would prepare my silkscreen files as well. They're done in individual color layers.
And I'm going to just pull out a nightclub that I'm looking at here because it was one that was pivotal for me growing up, and right down there on Lansdowne Street, Axis. Is there a memory of going to that club or seeing a band there that jumps out at you when you hear Axis, Fenway in the 80s and 90s?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I actually was fortunate enough to live right there in the Fenway for my last couple of years there in Boston. And Axis, I believe a Fishbone was the one that kind of where I cut my teeth on the Lansdowne Street clubs. So, once I discovered that part of town, it was game on, because, you had so much right there. There was something going on every night of the week. If it was, Bill's Bar for,
Yep.
Monday night watching Melrose Place together, or or Fishbone or Elastica, or just it was kind of like an embarrassment of riches right there, all on one little stretch of street,
And the great thing about these prints, I mean, I'm looking at them. Honestly, I want one of each for Boston, and they're great. They're 11 by 14, easily framed, and very reasonably priced at $40. Again, folks can go over to steveshook.net or just go over to his Facebook page, Shook Inc. On Facebook, or the 80s Alternative Radio page. You also have other prints: Athens, Georgia; Austin, Texas; Baltimore, Maryland; Chicago, Illinois; Newark, Delaware; New York City; Philadelphia, New Jersey; Pittsburgh, as you mentioned; Washington, D.C., obviously. Where else do we got here? I don't even know where Delmarva Shores is. I'm guessing that's Delaware.
Yeah, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia is collectively known as Delmarva. I'm a surfer, so I kind of like to, have my surf roots represented in there as well.
Cool. So of the cities besides Boston and, Washington, D.C., what are some of the like, for the listeners who are going to be into this whole, punk scene, who have probably been to some of these clubs, definitely in New York, I would imagine. What's a club or two that jump out to you that we can direct people to your website so they can see what your prints look like?
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess the majority of my prints are they're location based, and they're pretty much all around the Mid-Atlantic and New England. But I also played in bands, growing up, and we got to tour around a little bit. So some of these clubs are from places that I've had a chance to play, legendary clubs I've had a chance to visit. There's the Continental Club in Austin, Texas, say. Mm-hmm. That's probably one of my more far-flung ones, but if you've ever visited Austin, the Continental is kind of that should be your Mecca when you go to visit. They opened up in the late 50s, and it's kind of ground zero for sort of the alt country movement. Anyhow, I chose them because I've always enjoyed visiting. I found it to be one of the most real treasures in the country. Also, because of COVID, they're shut down or operating at a very, very limited capacity. So for a lot of these clubs that are still around, I've kind of teamed up with them, and I do kind of a these prints operate as a fundraiser of sorts. A lot of these clubs have a donation fund going on for their kind of underemployed employees, and Continental Club is one of them.
And I'm looking at Washington, D.C., and I remember when I lived down there back in 93, I think, and I'm looking at one of the prints you have here, the 930 Club. Was that sort of like an industrial type of club? Or because I remember I was going to bartend at one of the clubs down there. I remember it being very, very industrial. Everything was black. I think it was the 930. But then I said, I'm a graduate student working for a U.S. senator. Probably not the best career move to be, by night in an industrial nightclub and by day working press for a U.S. senator.
You wouldn't be the first. That's for sure.
Yeah. But was the 930, was that sort of kind of an industrial, almost like Axis?
Well, yeah, 930, I kind of liken it more to the Channel. I think those are kind of the ones that are a little bit more analogous between D.C. and Boston.
Okay.
930 Club was originally downtown, and it was, it actually backs up to the Ford Theater where Lincoln was shot.
Oh, yeah, right.
So it's right downtown. To tell the truth, I guess it was an old office building, way back in the day. By the time that it opened up in the 80s, that area of town was just pretty derelict.
Right.
It was an office building where, the upper floors were basically artist lofts, to various degrees of legality. But yeah, the 930 Club was kind of, is and was sort of the touchstone of DC's indie music scene. It still exists. It's it moved in an old gospel radio station's music hall into a different part of town. But 930 is kind of really basically where I cut my teeth as an alternative music fan back in high school.
So I'm going to read you a couple. This is sort of live radio here, and then we're going to get to the really important thing for you is how people can find out where to order these prints. But this is just some of the feeds that are coming on the 80s Alternative Radio Facebook page from Nancy, one of our top fans on that page. I posted your channel print that you have here, and she says here, love this guy's work, so cool. Another person, Kathy, says, wow, where I met my husband. Again, this is at the channel.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine, former college DJ as well, she's living in Chicago right now, and I see you have the Lounge Axe AX Chicago print.
Yep.
She writes, and she's also a fellow artist like yourself, I put so many of his images in my cart, I need to hit purchase. So and then another guy says, seriously, I just saw this, meaning the channel print, and gasp, damn, I love that place. This goes back to the original sort of question. All of these prints, no matter what town, you know, somebody lives in, whether it's Athens or Austin or Baltimore, you know, Boston, Cambridge, it's emotional. It's visceral. It brings you back to a happier time. You mentioned that when you lived up here in the Boston area. And I mean, I saw these prints on Facebook. I don't know. It was on some Boston Facebook page. I'm like, oh my God, I remember. I love this stuff. I need to get in touch with this guy, Steve, and get him on the air. So that's why you're here. Because it brings back very, very happy times for me, much like this show does for the listeners. How can people learn more about you, and how can people order these prints, which are 11 by 14, $40? That's, you could probably charge more than that. Hopefully prices don't go up, but tell us a little bit, you know, what's the call to action? How can people, find out more about you and order your stuff?
Oh yeah, sure. So, the web address again is steveshook, like shaken shook, .net. Definitely not .com. I lost out on .com a long time ago. So steveshook.net. And the prints are, I guess, for better or for worse, they're kind of like organized in buckets based by region. So there's a Boston/Cambridge one. These are kind of labors of love. This is artwork I'd probably be doing anyhow before I was going to sell it. But it turned out there was a market for it, and it like you said, it does bring back like these kind of wellspring of emotions. And I think now that people are kind of basically for all intents and purposes locked into their four walls, they have a lot of time to kind of like surf social media and see a video that someone posted of Gangrene playing the channel, and they're like, oh God, that was great. I was young. I was in shape. I was, at full lung capacity. I mean, God, those were great times. You could drink till 3 a.m. and then, go home and wake up and do your bar back job. And
right, right.
You may or may not have appreciated quite so much back then, but, you sure do now. And, people, I think, definitely have time to sort of reflect now. I definitely do. I miss live music. I miss Boston. I still play in a band. We were fortunate enough to play one last show last March, not knowing that it was going to be our last show for a long time. But that was sort of our last gasp, and I'm glad we got it.
And I think, as I look at all these ones, especially, Boston, Cambridge, what you have here, the Rat, Channel, Axis, Plow and Stars, Bun Ratties, Man Ray, Middle East. I just look at them and I think of all the bands I've seen play at those places, all the beers I've had at, 2 o'clock in the morning as the doors were closing.
Sure.
And it does harken back to a simpler time. You stumbled upon it. You mentioned COVID-19. We're going to get through it. I mean, it's thankfully the vaccine is here. Shots are going into the arm and everything like that. I mean, it's still going to be a while before any of these clubs, if they were still open, are going to open, just because they were the first to close, the last to open. But, I think if somebody buys one of these, they hang it on the wall, they look at it, it brings them back a good memory. They throw on an album or a CD of a band that they saw there. They tune into the alternative and it all comes right back. So I think that's what this is all about. I mean, it's music and, and visual images, keeping the genre of music alive. And Steve, this is like great stuff. And I got to get some of these prints. These are really cool.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, absolutely. I will.
Thanks for that behavior.
All right, so people can order. They can go to Steve, S-T-E-V-E, Shook, S-H-O-O-K.net. You can go over to his page as well. Shook Inc., is that correct on Facebook?
Yeah, it's Steve Shook Inc., yep. I-N-K.
And they can also go over to the 80s Alternative Radio page. I've already posted some stuff over there. Steve, I got to kind of move it on along, but this is great stuff. Thank you for visually keeping these now in the Boston area defunct nightclubs alive. And hopefully some of the listeners will purchase these and put them up on their wall and relive good days at the Channel and the Rat and other places up here in the Boston-Cambridge area.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks very much for having me on here, and thanks for doing your part to keep this music alive. That's, you know, probably a great comfort to a lot of people right now.
I hope so, and it's a labor of love, as we talked about before. And we're gonna we'll dive into some music. Steve, can you just stay on the line for a few minutes, and I'll talk with you off air.
Most definitely.
All right. So we've just been chatting with Steve Shook, a really cool silkscreen artist. Check out his stuff at steveshook.net. And we'll go dive into some Naked Eyes right now here on 95.9 WATD. Steve, thanks for joining the show.
Thanks very much, Chris.
All right. 95.9 WATD.